Hello and welcome to South Carolina Spook Show. I am your creator and host, Blake Mosley, and for the whole month of October, I'll be bringing you short stories of true crime and paranormal activity around the Palmetto State, leading up to the spookiest day of the year, Halloween. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you prefer so you can be notified whenever new episodes drop. You can follow the show on different social media pages like Facebook and Instagram. It's at South Carolina Spook Show, and also on Twitter at SC Spook Show. You can send me episode suggestions or your own personal stories to scspookshow@gmail.com or shoot me a message on any of the social media sites that I mentioned before. You can check out my other podcast. It's called When Words Fail, Music Speaks. I do that with my good buddy James Cox. It's all about music and mental health. It is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. With all that out of the way, let's get into today's spooky short story. Is a passage titled Campbell Covered Bridge from the book Legends and Lore of South Carolina by Sherman Carmichael. Of the many covered bridges built in South Carolina, Campbell Covered Bridge is the last remaining one. It was built in 1909 and is located in Greenville County. It is one of the only authentic historic survivor of many covered bridges built. Campbell Covered Bridge is owned by Greenville County and is one of the four covered bridges built in northeastern Greenville County in the early 20th century. Charles Irwin Willis built the 38-foot-long, 12-foot-wide bridge across the Beaver Dam Creek on Pleasant Hill Road. Lafayette Campbell, who owned 194 acres and a gristmill, allowed the bridge to be built on his property so it would be easier for the farmers in the area to bring their corn to be prepared at his mill. Campbell Covered Bridge was closed to motor traffic in early 1981 and placed on the National Register of Historic Places in 2009. The Campbell Covered Bridge has been restored twice, first in 1964 by the Crescent Garden Club, and again in 1990. More improvements and repairs were made in March of 2001. Sylvia Pittman owned the land around the bridge, and in 2005, she sold 10 acres to Greenville County to construct a park around the bridge. This bridge, like many other South Carolina bridges, has its mystery. But this one is not a ghost, not a mysterious death, or a crying child, or even a ghost light. This bridge has a family of trolls living under it. At least, that's what some old-time mountain folk think. When trolls set up housekeeping under a bridge, no one crosses the bridge without getting permission from the trolls. Trolls often lure their victims to their deaths by making noises under the bridge. In the old days, those who were crossing the bridge and believed in trolls would leave offerings of food at the bridge. This was a peace offering so the weary travelers would not meet an untimely death at the hands of the trolls. Trolls are a race of fearsome creatures from Norse mythology. There are many legends of different types of trolls, which include monsters of human appearance, ogres, fiendish giants, humanoid monsters, and Neanderthal humans. In the Middle Ages, trolls were thought of as horrifying and even satanic creatures. Crucifixes, the name of Christ spoken aloud, and other religious symbols would scare them away. Some believe they were demons that had fallen out of heaven and lived in subterranean hell. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you can be notified when these daily episodes drop, and I'll see you tomorrow. I'm your creator and host, Blake Mosley, and this is South Carolina Spook Show. Y'all stay spooky and have a happy Halloween. We'll be right back.
Life isn't always easy. In fact, we all battle depression during life's ups and downs. Music has always been the thing that we can rely on to get us through the tough times we all face. The podcast, When Words Fail, Music Speaks, with hosts James and Blake, discusses the healing power of music. They interview bands, break down genres, review band biographies, and a lot more. On When Words Fail, Music Speaks, enjoy interviews and lively discussions about musicians and songs you know and love. This is a podcast any music lover will enjoy. Add When Words Fail, Music Speaks to your podcast playlist right now. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and wherever you listen to podcasts.